The rain, sleet, snow, ice mix that hit northern Minnesota opening weekend of deer camp effectively ended my deer camp. The so-called road I have to use went from mud to glare ice, and I was lucky to get out of there. There was no going back. As I talk about that miserable weather, I'm reminded that this is the season when we only talk about two things, the weather and the holidays. Or it's really only one thing, isn't it? Since the holidays are weather. Hold that thought. I'm a world-class card-carrying holiday curmudgeon, though I do participate fully in some of the traditions. Dodger and I host our family's Thanksgiving dinner, for example. Everyone's invited, and unless they're out of town, they will show up with a dish to share. It'll be 20-some people. It's very jovial and chaotic and fast-paced. It'll be over in 3 hours. I remember Irma Bombeck noting, and I'm paraphrasing here, that it takes you 3 days to get the house and the food ready for Thanksgiving, and the meal is consumed in 15 minutes, which you need to coordinate with the 15-minute halftime of a football game. Such an event always feels like an exam you forgot to study for. You have to adjust swiftly to the lack of control and just roll with however things unfold. The turkey gets done too soon. You run out of martini olives. The gravy lumps up. One Thanksgiving, our very old, mostly senile dog, Basil, in the general chaos and busyness, somehow got hold of the turkey's giblets and the neck and buried them, barely, in the roots of the ficus tree in the TV room. And then he forgot about them. A week later, we thought something or a family of somethings had died behind the walls or up in the rafters. A card-carrying holiday curmudgeon hoards memories like this. Basil's no longer with us, neither is the ficus, but I can still see myself on hands and knees following my nose around the floor and corners in the TV room, trying to locate the source of that stink, and then having an out-of-body experience when I finally got it. I claimed a moment ago that holidays are weather. Here's why. We used to travel over the holidays to celebrate with Dodger's family. Most often, Syracuse, New York, was the destination, home to the Dodge clan. But to visit my in-laws, Chicago, Boston, Cleveland, New York City, and Burlington, Vermont were also on our travel map. We drove, we flew, we took trains, and in all those years of holiday trips, there was never not heavy weather somewhere along the way. That's actual weather. Holidays are metaphorical weather, too, aren't they? Emotional weather. Weather for piano players and painters and poets and, yes, curmudgeons. Finally here, a holiday curmudgeon haiku. A turkey phones home. Thanksgiving, no one answers. Why leave a message? Happy holidays, everybody. And if you're driving to Syracuse, do not go through Chicago.